glaciers in the Wind River mountain range have been receding for a long time, and a new study looks at how that's affecting the ecosystems in high alpine streams. We're joined now by Craig Thompson, one of the authors of the report. He's a professor of engineering and applied science at Western Wyoming Community College, and he's been studying these glaciers for more than two decades.
For the last several years, we've been focusing on how melting glaciers change the stream ecology. And now we're kind of zooming out and saying, how is this going to affect the alpine areas? The alpine areas that were once had very large glaciers and now have just little remnants of glaciers, or as is the case in many of the areas of the Wind River Range, and certainly the case in Glacier National Park. What happens when these glaciers disappear? When you've got insects that live in water, that breed in water, that is close to freezing point, then what happens when the water warms up, when there's no longer a big mass of ice there to buffer the runoff, and do these insects play an important role in the vegetation of these alpine areas? And those sorts of questions, that's what we're looking at now. So I'm working almost exclusively now with biologists who are helping me identify the correct questions to ask, and then figuring out kind of, you know, how we answer these questions, how we collect the data, and what all of this stuff means.
So how do you answer these questions? What kinds of data are you collecting when you go up for your research trips into the Wind Rivers?
Okay, so what we do is we go into the Wind River Range, and we start by taking samples along the main tributaries that collect the meltwater from these glaciers. And we looked at how the populations of insects and the productivity of the stream changed as we went down the stream. And now we are going to go back in and look at tributary streams, because one of the things that we have found is that when there is a great outburst flood that comes down as a result of maybe rain on snow events in the summer in these high altitude areas, what we find is that the ecosystem that's on the bottom of the stream responds much quicker than we thought it should.
So when you're talking about ecosystems in streams responding faster than you expected, responding to these melting glaciers faster than you expected, what does that mean? What kinds of responses are we talking about here?
We're talking about responses in which what we call the benthic community, those are the little creepy crawlers at the bottom of the stream that they are both grazing organisms, so they eat that slime, that algae that grows along the rocks, and they are predators for the slime eaters, and they are all of those insects that constitute the ecosystem. When there's a massive flood event, as I said earlier, as a result of rain on snow events, or just a particularly hot day with a high pressure and a lot of sunshine, then all of these organisms are washed down the stream. And we would anticipate that it would take them quite a while to recolonize these areas that were disturbed by this flood event. And in fact, they recolonized much quicker than we anticipated.
What's the significance of this finding? I mean, why does it matter how quickly these little creepy crawlers, as you call them, bounce back, essentially?
Well, it's fascinating just from the science alone that the stream ecosystem is so resilient. That's number one. But it's also an indicator of a larger picture. And the larger picture is this. There's no longer an argument amongst scientists that are looking at these climate change implications for all ecosystems worldwide. You know, there's really no argument about whether this is occurring and what's really responsible. The argument has moved beyond if climate change is occurring, and it's moved beyond, you know, whose fault it is. The argument is now, what's an appropriate response that human beings should take? And so you look at these tiny ecosystems, and then you zoom out, which is what we're involved in this year, to looking at, well, if this is the stream ecosystem response to climate change, then what is the overall alpine ecosystem response? And then, of course, the next thing is, what is the larger ecosystem response going to be to these kinds of climate change occurrences?
So if small stream ecosystems like this are proving to be so resilient, is that actually good news? I mean, does that mean that climate change is not taking as hard a toll on them as one might have expected?
Yeah, it is good news. But this is occurring at a very small ecosystem level. We don't know if this will even occur at the alpine ecosystem level. So that's the next question we ask. And then the broader question is, well, let's look at this entire river valley now. Now that we know what the headwaters are doing, which is what we're involved in, let's look at the entire ecosystem, you know, that we're all dependent upon for growing crops, for supplying drinking water, and all those things.
Well, Craig, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it.
Craig Thompson is one of the many researchers studying glaciers in the Wind River Range with support from the University of Wyoming, the Wyoming NASA Space Grant Program, and the Wyoming Center for Environmental Hydrology and Geophysics.